This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Fact number one, the planet is getting hotter. Fact number two, if there's going to be any hope of keeping that planet slightly less hot, we're going to need to build a whole lot of clean energy infrastructure. Facts number three and four, that's a financing challenge because those energy projects are not cheap, the clean ones, and it's a straight-up old-fashioned infrastructure challenge as well. And finally, fact number five, this economy right now is not making any of that any easier. Daniel Ackerman is in the port city of New Bedford, Massachusetts for the story.
A backhoe levels a pile of dirt as a flock of gulls circles above the industrial waterfront.
We're developing a port facility here to support offshore wind construction.
Andrew Saunders is president of the port called the Foss Marine Terminal, and when it's done, he plans to lease it out to offshore wind developers. He's betting the port will become a launch pad for boatloads of seafaring workers who build the turbines more than a dozen miles out to sea.
And this facility will support those vessels during crew changes, grub, taking off garbage. Husbandry services is the best way to describe it.
Right now, the U.S. gets just a trickle of electricity from offshore wind, enough to power around 20,000 typical homes. But the Biden administration aims to boost that number more than 700 times, and Saunders hopes to capitalize.
And it will be large. It will be very large. It is a whole new market that you will not really appreciate it until it occurs.
But exactly when Saunders can tap into that market is an open question, because inflation and rising interest rates are making it harder for clean energy projects to get off the ground. In Massachusetts, developers for two of the state's three approved offshore wind farms now say they can't deliver power at the promised price.
Essentially, those projects are underwater. They're not financeable.
Chris Oleth heads the think tank Special Initiative on Offshore Wind, which supports the industry. She says developers proposed the wind farms 3 or 4 years ago, but then came a global pandemic and the war in Ukraine, and prices for labor and materials shot up.
It was just really too extreme for them to have ever planned for that level of risk.
And now developers can't make the math work. Oleth says it's like if a contractor gave you an estimate to build a house back in 2019.
And then in 2023, you said to them, okay, we're ready, please build us that house. They certainly wouldn't be building it for the same number.
The Federal Reserve has worked to calm inflation by hiking interest rates, but that's also a problem for many of these new clean energy projects. That's because they're often built with borrowed money, says Bernadette Johnson with the consulting firm Enverus.
Debt makes up more of these projects than most people realize.
Meaning when interest rates rise, the cost of borrowing goes up.
So now you have a more expensive project.
Builders of solar farms in North Carolina and advanced nuclear plants in Utah have all blamed delays in part on interest rates. It's hard to know just how bad the problem is, because Johnson says projects can get bogged down for a mix of reasons, like permitting delays or even because there aren't enough power lines to handle the new electricity.
There's a lot of ways for investments to go sideways.
Some projects, though, are getting a boost in the form of clean energy tax credits from the Inflation Reduction Act that Congress passed last year. Plus, there's just massive demand for renewables. So David Victor, who studies climate and the economy at UC San Diego, says long-term, they'll be a good investment.
Everyone knows that's where policy is headed. Everyone knows that's where the technological direction is. The direction of travel is clear for clean energy.
Back at the offshore wind port, Andrew Saunders isn't too worried about the recent slowdown. He says the wind is still at the back of the clean energy industry.
I'm very confident it's going to get built. I have to be. My wife is the divorce attorney, and if it doesn't work out, then I'll be in a lot of trouble.
And so will planet Earth. In New Bedford, Massachusetts, I'm Daniel Ackerman for Marketplace.